It's been 2 years since the Egyptian Revolution when Hosni Mubarak was put out of power, and a year since Mohamed Morsi was then elected president, but now he's out. Lawrence Rubin is a professor of international affairs at Georgia Tech with a specialization in Middle East politics. He spoke from Jerusalem today about how the situation in Egypt came about.
One of the primary driving factors is frustrated expectations that have, that have built up over the last 2 years. In part, there was an elected government that not everybody was satisfied with, not only how the government was elected, but also what it has done since it came to power.
One example, says Professor Rubin, was Morsi's inability to reduce Egypt's economic instability.
The tourism sector has been beyond devastated. This decline in economically is over the last 2 years has especially hurt the middle class, but of course has hurt all Egyptians. And with the rise in expectations that something would be different, this has of course led to certain amounts of frustration.
Rubin says it's still a very unstable situation for the future, and the military sees itself as stabilizing it. For WABE News, I'm Ellie Yu.
And I'm Rose Scott. Sami Abdulaziz has lived half his life in Egypt and the other half in the United States. With nearly 6,200 miles between Atlanta and his native land, he's watching news coverage of yet another regime change.
I'm not as afraid as last time, because you know what? Egyptians learned a lot. Learned to come out for their own rights. And because of that, there will be a better government, there will be a better tomorrow for Egypt.
And somewhere in the massive crowds is Abdulaziz's daughter. She's a journalist working for one of the networks.
And that makes me happy that she witnessed these wonderful and very history-changing events in her dad's motherland.
Despite her 18-hour working days, Sami Abdulaziz says his daughter does send text messages to let him know she's safe. Rose Scott, WABE News.